everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery 2020. And in this clip, we have Filene Research Institute's very own Erin Coleman, and she is the Senior Director of Advisory Services there. And in her presentation, she talks about the needs adaptive member journey. And here are a few highlights from her presentation.
The Needs Adaptive Member Journey puts member goals at the center of the experience and business strategy and factors in changes in knowledge, technology, lifestyle, and marketplace, all of which can change our shopping patterns and our buying decision. We saw and talked about a lot that whether you're in a funnel, which is very linear, or in the more circular CDJ model, the purchase is at the center of the model. In the Needs Adaptive Member Journey, by contrast, it's well-being, which is at the center of the model, which is very important. Because the research suggests that many, if not most, customer experiences are not about purchases at all, or even driven by purchase goals. And you'll see what I mean in just a minute. Credit union members, for example, have lots of motivations for engaging with the credit union. And there's no one-size-fits-all map of our goals or needs or expectations, even in the same person from experience to experience. We may have different reasons to switch between being intrigued, our need to browse and search, maybe wanting to withdraw or critique, needing to wait, and so on. In short, journeys are not linear, but they are back and forth configurations of psychological states of mind rather than a defined and static sequence of steps. Okay, so and at the center of all these states, as you can see around the circle there, is member well-being. And that's how our needs and goals arise. And then it's not in a vacuum, because impinging on all of that that's happening is what's going on in the world around us, whether that be technology, whether it be influence from our social networks, whether it be the decisions and strategy of business, or maybe it's politics, or maybe it's the broader economic or social condition. This model of the member journey is needs adaptive because it allows us as credit union managers to strategize about the credit union's actual and potential role in each of those states around the circle and to intervene both during those states or in moments of transition. In short, to adapt to the member's changing needs. And I'll illustrate that in just a moment. So now we're going to turn our attention to how we leverage what we know about the member experience to craft our strategy. And ultimately, that can be achieved with what we call the DO framework, or Discover, Understand, and Execute framework. And I'm going to show you how you can apply that to strategy and how you use it in just a minute. But before we do that, we're going to spend just a little time on the building blocks. First, what are those member journey archetypes that comprise member experience? And then how can they be organized based upon our psychological state, emotional or cognitive, and our goal? Is our aim to make a purchase decision or not, or somewhere in between? So based on descriptions of shopping experiences with more than 500 consumers, the research has come up with 12 predominant needs adaptive journey archetypes, which you can see here, and they capture typical commercial experiences. Now, if you take a look at this list of 12, some of them make very good sense and sound familiar. And they probably are reflective of some of our own experiences as shoppers, much less as credit union professionals. Now, interesting is that financial services tends to lend itself most to the two journeys you see at the bottom of the screen, the organized or routinized habit journey and the learning journey, and I'll explain those in just a moment. However, it's important again to note there is no one-size-fits-all approach, and each of you, each credit union, will have different dominant member archetypes based upon the needs and motivations of your particular member base. Now, here you can see how each of the journey models or archetypes fall in a grid. So you can see on the y-axis is my goal. Do I intend to make a purchase or not? And then on the x-axis, I can see what my psychological state is. Am I making an emotional decision, or is it more cognitive? And then to further organize these, we use the notion of quadrants, and you can see those on the right side of your screen. So for example, a learning journey is cognitive, so it's not so much about emotions, and I don't necessarily have any goal to buy something. If I move down from there, There are cognitive with purchase goal journeys, such as routinized habit or the classic journey, and I'll talk about both of those. So not necessarily emotion involved, and I am intending to make a purchase. Now, if we move around clockwise, then we get to the affective or emotional behavioral states that I might have. And I might have an emotional state where I intend to make a purchase decision, and that's retail therapy, which might sound familiar to some of us. Or I might be in an emotional state, but maybe not feeling like purchase is where I need to go, and that could be an impulsive journey.
Thank you very much for those thoughts, Aaron, and stay tuned for more Discovery 2020 coverage here on CU Broadcast.